Save big at Village Cycle Center's clearance sale. All Trek bikes are on sale, and you can walk in and ride out in 1 hour at the lowest price guaranteed. VillageCycle.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings, but I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Labor Day is almost here, and Blinds.com is celebrating all your hard work by offering you huge savings on custom blinds, shades, and plants. Shutters. With over 30,000 five-star customer reviews, Blinds.com is America's number one choice. Now through September 3rd, save up to 50% on everything during Blinds.com's huge Labor Day sale. Plus, save an extra $20 on top of that with promo code USA. Blinds.com, promo code USA. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
There were some opportunistic play with some of them, but then there was a couple where I thought the coverage was a little soft. They had some chunks there, but you know, I do feel like at our spot right now at that position, I feel like we have some good depth there, but there's some guys right there and they know who they are that are battling. And that's going to be they got another game here to see what they can do. And for us, I just feel fortunate and lucky that depth wise, we feel pretty good there that we're not scrambling for, you know, a number three or a number four type guy.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Matt Nagy, the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and he's talking about the cornerback position.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a couple guys battling it out, but they have a few they like, and they're laughing.
Well,
and there's no concern at
there's
all.
There's going
about
to be somebody that is cut that you feel like, okay, you know, that was a tough decision. You know, they're blessed at cornerback to have two proven veterans that they feel like are going to have bigger years now because this pass rush in the front seven is as good as there is in the NFL. So Princeton Mukamura and Kyle Fuller, proven players. The depth behind them, there's some questions. But I think if you look around the league, Mully, I mean, there's going to be questions about your third and fourth cornerbacks on a lot of NFL rosters. And I think with the Bears, as you pointed out earlier, Buster Skrine is a guy that has experience. If something happens to Kyle Fuller and Prince Amukamara, one or the other, and that typically it will. Cornerbacks, pretty high rate
position.
Of injury.
Yeah.
Difficult place to play and go injury free. Buster Skrine can move outside. You can move in maybe. Maybe Kevin Tolliver's a guy. Maybe Deion Bush can play the nickel. You have some options and some depth. Duke Shelley's a draft pick that I think showed some good things in training camp for being an undersized guy, for being a draft pick. He's going to make this team. The guys
Duke Shelley is draft pick. I think the two key words there, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to cut him.
You're not cutting him.
Because you picked him.
But you also picked Steven Denmark, and he may be a guy that you do cut, but you end up on the practice squad because he's more of a project. Duke Shelley was an accomplished college cornerback. Denmark, not so much.
Denmark, nasty. Oh, sorry.
Okay, trying to mix your subjects here. I'm sorry.
I'm just making
Can we
a
just
joke.
Call him Steven then? I don't want to go down that road.
Yeah, Denmark's a nasty word.
You're right. Stop.
They're
it.
Ruining the game.
Oh, my.
They won't sell us Greenland.
No. Okay.
He's a good player.
Where was I?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I interrupted that. You're talking about the depth of the corner position.
It seemed to
and
be an
issue.
And
the guys they drafted, and you're saying that maybe they try to hide a guy on the practice
squad. My guess is everybody's got their roster projections. I think the five cornerbacks make this team. And I think the last two are going to be Kevin Tolliver and Duke Shelley, along with Skrine and Mukamura and Fuller. So five cornerbacks, which leaves likely Steven Denmark, Clifton Duck, Michael Joseph, and John Franklin III. On the outside looking in. That could be wrong, but I think if you have, everyone's got to do their roster projection. I think that would be a pretty safe bet. And I think the Bears can feel pretty good about that position.
And you probably take two of them maybe to the practice squad now that it's expanded to
more than
to
likely,
10, right?
You more than likely. You expose
Franklin,
them.
His speed and whoever you drafted, Denmark.
I'm more curious, actually, even though it probably is a less of an acute need, But I'm very curious to see how they handle the running back position, because there you have three guys that are locks, if you consider Tariq Cohen a running back.
Mm-hmm.
But Tariq Cohen, Mike Davis, and David Montgomery, they are your backfield for the Chicago Bears. That's your 1-2-3 combination. Kareth White is, again, draft pick.
Speed.
Yeah. But can you keep four? And what about Ryan Nall? So can you keep five running backs? Unlikely.
Can you keep him on the practice squad? Has he done too well in the preseason?
So another team's going to come in and get him?
Here's what I do.
Could you just see the Patriots swooping in?
Well,
signing Ryan Nall and making him into like his H-back type.
If they do it, they'll be right about it. That's the problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because you know that Belichick, when he's not paying attention to Andrew Luck retiring, he's watching tape of everybody else's 54th man. You know?
It's so true.
Because yesterday, didn't he? He was like so oblivious to the Andrew Luck news, they had to issue a statement that he really wasn't that oblivious. He was talking about not seeing that coming, not that he didn't see the news.
Well, I think...
Ask you about the big news from the weekend. Andrew Luck, obviously, surprisingly retired. Just, you faced him, I think, six times. What was it like going against Andrew Luck?
Yeah, he's a good player. I didn't see that, but I haven't really followed them, so...
And then they had to come back
but that's him. That's just him. He doesn't want to cooperate.
They're on to Pittsburgh.
What's amazing about him is if you ever accidentally stumble upon a topic he's interested in, he will give you an answer that is brilliant. And that guy, if you ever talk to him alone, that guy is brilliant and will give you an unbelievable answer to whatever your question if he wants to cooperate. But that is his pose. That's him at the podium not telling you anything. But, I mean, that guy, you don't think he knows? He knows everything.
He knows.
I liked a couple of weeks ago when somebody on the sideline asked him, like, Bill, the organization came out with a statement on Josh Gordon. Anything you'd like to add today? He's like, nope, not at all.
Should have read
the statement.
Don't ever ask him if he wants to add anything. Because
right.
The answer always will be no.
No.
So what do you want to add to it? But
you ask him about some obscure rule and something in the back of the end zone, and he gives you an answer that is 5 minutes long and like, wow, that guy knows a lot.
You can ask him about anything about the team he's playing, and he'll tell you about what that 12th person on the defense means to that scheme or that call on that third down.
Have you ever seen the thing he does after games where he breaks down tape? It's like he just takes one play and breaks it down. It's unbelievable. I mean, he does that, I think, on the team website, if I'm not mistaken. And that is sensational. I wonder if a guy like that, you know, as successful as he's been, does he ride off into the sunset, or could he become, and this is a ridiculous comment, but could he become the next Madden?
No. I don't see him doing that.
No,
I don't see him.
He doesn't have the personality. He doesn't seem to enjoy the interplay.
You also have to suffer fools a lot in that role.
Madden was a super intelligent football analyst. He just kind of became a caricature.
But his personality also was a little more conducive to dealing with people and socializing and the types of things that Bill Belichick seems very awkward or averse to doing. Doesn't seem very much like a willing participant. I'd have a hard time. But when he said that, you just envisioned him kind of watching tape of everybody else's potential cuts and saying, well, who could we pounce on? Not that that's going to happen. But I think back to the point about the Bears roster. Ryan Nall is a guy that could be, you know, expendable because you want to keep a draft pick in Kareth White. But Ryan Nall has also had a very good preseason.
Yes,
and he
is
a good football player.
He is.
And you worry about letting a guy like that go to somebody else's team and contribute in a way that he can't contribute here because he's just, there's people in the way.
Dave talked about surprise veteran cut. You know, there were a couple of surprise veteran cuts I thought were coming that didn't come. I wonder if one of them could come in with this team. I think they're too close. They feel too close to mess with that at all, to play with the roster a little bit. You know, but you never know. You never know. Guys fall in love with some younger guys because of possibility. And when you start looking at kind of veteran backups, I don't know.
Before he took the pay cut, I would have thought that Kyle Long would have spent the entire training camp as a potential surprise cut because he would have been too
expensive.
I'm not sure
he'd have been at training camp.
I don't think he might not have made it there.
If he hadn't taken the pay cut.
That was almost like an or else type of ultimatum.
Right.
I don't know that there are any surprise cuts on this Bears team because, Molly, this is a team that, you know, you see surprise cuts on teams that kind of don't know who they are.
Yeah.
And teams trying to establish, you know, an identity or maybe on the climb up, or this Bears team kind of has a good sense of, you know, what they want to accomplish and who they want to be, you know, the crux of this team and the core of this team. So, and they don't have a lot of, as you know, to borrow the term, they don't have a lot of turds in that locker room. And Matt Nagy doesn't tolerate turds. I don't know if you saw that or heard that. No turds allowed. So there's no guys that you would really say, all right, yeah, you can see that happening.
We don't have turds on this team.
What about dogs with fleas? That's different than a turd. You know? I'm being honest.
There are collars for that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a dog guy.
But I'm saying dog guy. Sometimes you get guys that, you know, aren't as committed as other guys.
Who are you talking about in code?
Half arsing.
Who do you have an idea that they might be
Jose
cutting?
Altuve.
I will tell you, I don't want to call anybody out in case I'm wrong and it ends up working out and I look like a fool. But I don't know. I don't know what I know guys that I would cut, but I don't know who they will cut.
Hmm.
Do you?
No, I don't know that I would make any determinations about
no starters.
None of the guys.
I think they've got their team back, which is interesting, right? They don't have tons of changes.
The key
they do.
Depth guys are, you know, pretty solid. You talk about starters. I think the Bears have a lot of offensive weapons that aren't necessarily starters,
yep,
but are very valuable pieces in that offense. Yep. I can't see them unloading any of those guys.
No. Yeah, no, and they're pot committed to some guys too. So it's
they're not cutting their backup quarterback for reasons we established earlier.
No, I don't think I ever implied that.
Nope,
not at all.
So there's not really. I mean, there could be a surprise at the linebacker position, maybe the backup linebacker position.
Yeah, maybe, possibly, but I don't know. I don't know exactly. Who you would cut. I know who I would cut.
Oh, you keep saying that. Okay.
That's just me.
All right.
I don't know. I don't want to say anything.
You don't want to say anything.
But I wrote down a name, which I will show you, and then we'll discuss it later.
I can't see it from here. Can you write it in
I'm
a marker?
Not writing it for you. David
Come
and I are
on.
Talking. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not a private conversation.
Why am I so annoying? Apparently I'm annoying for saying that. Say who you think. No.
The name you wrote down would not create ripples.
No.
Or shockwaves.
Between you and me.
But yeah, okay. I'm acting surprised. This is my surprise face.
No, it's not. It's not remotely surprising.
Surprise face emoji. No.
Okay. All right.
If only you could see
me
now.
So it's an obvious candidate.
Well, it's not. It's not an. Is it unobvious a word? It's not. That would be the name that has come up. It's
okay.
Been discussed.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's not. It's a good one, though.
Next year is going to be very interesting.
Let's get the next year.
I already have a guy for next year.
Can't wait.
Yeah. I'll tell you that one off the air as well. Are you going to watch this game? I'm going to watch this game with great interest
Thursday night?
Of Dave. Yeah, I'm just going to enjoy the Dave show.
Yeah, that's one of those games you want to watch on television because of the
yes.
people calling it.
Yeah.
And you want to hear what he has to say and the stories he has to tell and, you know.
I love Dave.
I remember Shane Matthews was, you know, I remember Shane.
That's hysterical.
Yeah.
I think that to resolve the issue tonight, I think I'm definitely going to be keeping an eye on the Cubs game, but I'm going to watch the no-hitter. I really am.
You're pretty confident there.
And
if you're that confident.
Don't you sense the
if
no-hitter?
If you're going to predict a no-hitter, you should go to it.
I would if I didn't have to meet you in the morning.
Well, you know what? You can just figure out that. Sleep in your car.
Oh, that's fine.
It'd be worth it.
Yeah,
I mean, it'd be worth it, wouldn't it, to see a no-hitter?
That doesn't always work out the way you think.
If you're that confident.
Sleeping in your car.
So Giolito beats the Twins and Darvish beats the Mets. That's what's going to happen tonight?
That's probably right.
We're going to come in tomorrow.
Can I say this? I think Darvish has to beat the Mets. I really do.
I do, too.
Because I think that third game scares me, and so you need to gather ye rosebuds while ye may.
The second game scares me, too. So if tonight is as close to a must win as you would feel like you could have in late August, but it feels like one for the Cubs based on their sweep. We talked about that earlier in the show. Darvish wins tonight. Giolito is masterful again, beats the Twins, and tomorrow morning we'd come in talking about two big victories.
That sounds like a plan. Let's hope it works out that way, because the alternative
never works out that way.
No. What would be the lead story? The no hitter?
The surprise cut?
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to that later. That won't happen till Friday.
Your surprise cuts. It could be a surprise. It could happen tomorrow.
They'd surprise me. All right. We're going to bring in Dan and Connor, and we will talk to them next. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score.
You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score.
The new State Farm Drive Safe and Save app could get you a discount up to 30% for good driving. But this State Farm radio ad gets you 100% discount on this classic.
If I could drive safe and save, would higher rates pass me by?
Get a discount up to 30% with Drive Safe and Save.
Just save some tonight.
Discounts may vary. Not available in all states.
Bob Roorman wants you to buy your next vehicle on your schedule, and that's why he created Roorman Rapid Retail Quick Buy Tools. Save both time and money when you select your newer quality pre-owned vehicle on our dealership's website. Customize your payments online in real time using the most current offers and incentives. Value your trade-in with the trusted Kelley Blue Book trade-in tool. Even get pre-approved for credit from our secure website. Bob Roorman is making the car buying process faster, easier, and more enjoyable. See all 10 of our Chicagoland locations online at bobroorman.com.
Do you have HR troubles? Perhaps a PEO is not right for you. Well, I'm Nicole Martin, and I'm the owner of HR Boost, and HR Boost is the PEO alternative. If you're in business today and you think you're too small for HR, well, think again. I'm a Chicagoland-based company. We've served over 500 businesses in your backyard for the last 10 years, and we built HR from scratch. Employee one, day one, strategic HR. Check us out, hrboost.com, and we'd be happy to meet you.
Your clients want beautiful floors that stay beautiful. You want clients that stay happy after the job is done. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm flooring, exclusively from the Home Depot, is a laminate you can stand behind because it stands up to demanding homeowners. They get the beauty they want. You get to give them a quote that will floor them. Home Decorators Collection water-resistant 8mm laminate, just $158 a square foot, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Loan-A-Tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. We offer all sorts of tools for all sorts of jobs. And we'll even give you operating instructions, so you know exactly how to use them. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
If you're a military veteran, then you've got to check out ConnectingVets.com. It's the things vets care about, benefits and employment. It's women's issues and everything from happy hour to firepower. If it affects vets, it's on ConnectingVets.com.
Direct from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, louder than words, rock, power, and politics. Featuring over 175 artifacts from Bob Dylan, Eric Clapton, Stevie Wonder, Madonna, Bruce Springsteen, and more. Now at the Museum of Broadcast Communications, 360 North State Street in Chicago. Red or blue, we all bleed rock and roll. For info and tickets, visit museum.tv.
Your Western Conference champion Chicago Wolves open the season on Saturday, October the 5th. For group and season tickets, visit ChicagoWolves.com.
And this transition brought to you by Aloha Restoration. Get your home bone dry in no time.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
Again, our number 312-644-6767. Up we go to Glenview. Dave, good morning.
Fantastic show, Les. How you doing?
What's going on, Dave?
Okay, see, I hear you're about 5 minutes from being on the Binnie-less bandwagon.